when you're in the kitchen and you're real thirsty, you know, you don't want to go to a lot of trouble to get anything else. You just go to the tap, and you do what? What do you do if you're thirsty?
Drink.
Okay, what
drink.
Do you
drink more?
Okay, what do you drink it out of?
A glass, a cup.
Okay, so do you ever call a glass anything else?
No.
Okay, if you dropped a glass on the hard kitchen floor, what would happen to it?
Break.
Okay. And if you dropped one yesterday, you say, yesterday I...
broke.
Okay, that's your kitchen, that's what I mean. Okay. And you say, he had...
cleaned it up.
No, you're still using the word break now. Put break after, you know, put the form that you would use after had. He had...
burst it.
As a form of break?
Yeah.
And George really got in trouble. He had blanked the window.
Bust the window. Either broke a window. Okay. Either splattered a window.
Okay. Now you're talking about, you said drink water. You said yesterday I...
drunk.
Okay. And talking about drinking now, the word drink, okay? You said yesterday I drank water, okay? And so he had...
drank some water.
Okay. If dinner's on the table and the family is all sitting around, maybe you got some visitors over at the house or something like that, and they're all standing around waiting to begin, what would your dad say if he wanted everybody to...
to leave?
No,
to pray.
Yeah, to get ready to eat. You say, and everybody's standing up, you say,
bow your head.
All right, what if you want, you know, if they were standing and they wanted to get on the chairs, what do you say?
Have a seat.
Okay. Will you say anything else?
Sit down.
Okay. And he's talking about sitting now. Say, right now we are
sitting.
Okay. And, yesterday we
sat.
All right. And yesterday I had... I was over there yesterday, okay, in that chair. So I can say, yesterday I had blank in that chair.
Sat in that chair.
Okay. And if you got a lot of food on the table, and you know how some families you get kind of... they start passing things around, you know, and it gets kind of like a ritual. You have to wait until everything comes around.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're in a hurry, you know, and you don't want everybody just to go ahead and wait, you might say what? Go ahead and
eat.
All right, but you know,
I'll pass.
Well, go ahead and, you know, like if you just want them to go ahead and do it for themselves, you might say go ahead and
help yourself.
Okay. And so in that case, you might say so he went ahead and
ate.
And talking about help, he went ahead and...
helped himself.
Okay. He's still talking about help. Since he had already blank himself, I asked him to pass them over to me. Talking about, you know, help. Since he had already...
helped himself.
Okay. All right, if you're at somebody's house and they offer you some food that you don't particularly want to eat and you want to be kind of polite about it, if you decide not to eat something, you might say, I don't...
no thanks.
Okay. You say, no thanks, I don't...
already ate.
No, let's say you're eating with them, you know, it's just one thing that you don't want to eat. You know, maybe they're going to give you some hog blood or something. Okay? And you say,